here we are. Better late than never.
Yeah. Made it back from the fucking VA doctor.
Yeah.
Had my eyes checked out. My vision got better.
Yeah.
It's better than it was last time. I told you that, right?
Yeah. You told me that.
Yeah. I told him it was them SARMs. And fucking doctors was like, dude, man, you're 51, man. You look fucking awesome. He's like, man, I'm 31. You look better. You look better than me. And I said, man, fucking knock that shit off. And then we were talking about working out. And then I prescribed the doctors some LGD and some Rad 140. I said, this is how much you take. And he says, yeah, I'm going to see some results this time.
That's good.
I'm going to see some results this time.
Does the audio sound okay? Because it sounds kind of strange to me.
It might be strange. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Because that's why we were actually...
We were fucking with the audio.
We were supposed to go on at 4, but for some reason, doesn't it sound really weird? It sounds like really echoey.
Yeah. Yes, Amber, yeah.
But I think it's because, I don't know.
Yeah, dude, he did say I was a fascinating heterosexual. He did, man. He did. Anyway, so we got to do this...
This probably won't be too long today because, I said, I debated...
My eyes are hurting, too.
I debated, doing... this is like... God, that's, driving me crazy. Is it because you have the audio there?
What,
or because it's bouncing back on here? Yeah, it's echoing.
No, this is not turned on.
Oh, okay. Well, the weird... We were going to go on, a bit earlier, at 4, and then I was sitting here dicking around with, the OBS program, that we used to stream. Maybe.
It's going to have to turn the microphone or the laptop off.
I don't know. It's really weird. It says the mic is on. I don't really know what's
happening. No, the laptop mic. Turn the laptop microphone off. You're running two microphones at the same time.
No, Michael says it sounds good.
It does?
I think maybe it's just because it's just on my end, I think.
Yeah.
And I'll fix it later. But as long as it's not coming out sounding weird.
Yeah, it sounds like 10.
Then that's fine. Because it was all of a sudden, even though I didn't touch anything on this program since yesterday, I went in there and for some reason, all of my little videos, my intro and my little starting soon, I wasn't getting any audio on it. And then I just went in there and changed it a whole bunch of times, from one setting to the setting where it was originally, and then it just started working suddenly, so I don't fucking know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, that's a true story that I was saying. Those doctors wanted to know what it was I took, and they were like, oh man, yeah. Because they take shit.
Well,
you think doctors don't take shit? Fuck no. Doctors
they're
take
just people like everybody else.
Yeah, they take
else.
All kinds of shit. They give it to other people. They're glorified drug dealers. That's what they do.
Well, yeah, so it's that would be a little hypocritical for them not to be able to take stuff. So, like I said, we're just going to be kind of brief today because it was, kind of late. So this movie, I don't have a lot to say about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought it was very mediocre, actually.
It's on Hulu, and it was just one that I picked. It's called Once Upon a Time at Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
And so basically, it's about a killer Santa and a killer Mrs. Claus that are serial killers, and they go around this little town. What the fuck's the name of the town? I can't even, who cares? I don't even remember. But you can tell very much, it's very weird because I think the director of this is British from what I could determine. But a bunch of the people in the movie are Canadian.
Yeah.
And even though it's clearly supposed to be in the United States because everybody, and they do this in Canadian movies a lot, where in the cop's office. No, in the cop's office, they'll have a huge American flag hanging in the back. Everywhere is American flags. The bar has an American flag.
It makes America.
Everywhere has it. But I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if they shot it in Canada, but a bunch of the actors were clearly Canadian because of the way that they talked. So I don't really know what they were trying to pull. But
Christmas killer woman, she had a fake Southern accent. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she was trying to be Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Or that maybe the two of them were supposed to be what's their faces from
Joker.
What was the movie with with Juliette Lewis and
The guys from fucking
what the fuck's the name of that movie?
Yeah.
God, I'm
Natural Born Killers.
Thank you. I was like, God, fuck, man, I'm getting old. I can't fucking remember anything.
Well, we didn't have a warm up. We're just jumping on the show.
Yeah, because he just
got
back.
And that audio is fucking me up, that tinny sound.
I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's driving me kind of crazy. Yeah, everybody says it sounds fine from here. Okay, well, that's good. But like I said, I guess the audio is bouncing back at me, from the laptop, and it's, really, it's distracting me. Because there's not an echo or anything, or there's not, a delay. It's just,
Why don't you turn the volume down?
Well, I don't know if that's going to make any difference, maybe. I don't really know. Hold on.
Turn the speakers down.
Maybe.
See if that's better.
Let's see if that's loud. Oh, okay. So that's maybe all, it was just it was. Too loud. All right. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. We just like jumped on here. So yeah. So basically this movie is, I guess this dude has made movies before. I've never seen any of them. He's like a British guy. So it's this town. The plot is there's just like a Santa Claus and a Mrs. Claus running around killing people. They're like serial killers. And they're killing even like a bunch of people at one time. And they're killing them like in weird ways, like in, you know, the MO is different every time.
Yeah.
And it takes the cops like half the movie to figure out what I figured out about 20 minutes into the movie, that they're obviously killing people thematically having to do with the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, you find Mr. Partridge in a pear tree. You find fucking
Although they don't tell you what that dude's name is until later because later. They're
then
cheating.
You find six dead fucking geese.
Yeah. And then like there's that like the FBI agents come and like all of their ring fingers, like their wedding fingers are cut off, like five golden rings.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just very funny because
it takes them forever.
I mean, it's kind of a cool like conceit for a serial killer. But the fact that the cops didn't figure it out like immediately, like as soon as the second crime happened, because the second crime, I think, was like a couple that were making out in a car and then they got killed in the car and then they set the car on fire. But where the car was at a place called Turtle Dove Beach or Turtle Dove, something like that. And you'd think that somebody would have grokked immediately that it's like, oh, that's what these people are doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I found it very hard to. And the stupid thing, too, is that the one guy who was the deputy, he went out to investigate the dead geese issue. And I thought, because he looked like, oh, six, and I was like, oh, he finally figured it out. But then he didn't figure it out because he went to talk to the grizzled old cop. And then it was like two or three more murders down the line before they fucking figured it out. I was like, I thought that was what that face was all about, that he had figured it out back when it was six. I don't know. But it's like, so the thing about this, like I said, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but I think that the 1.5 stars that it has like on Google reviews and Rotten Tomatoes is well deserved. The thing about it is that it's not like I watched the whole thing and it was like amusing, but it's not bad enough to be like it's pretty bad. Like,
it's not bad enough to be a really good bad movie,
right? But like the acting is, you know, pretty poor. But not so poor that it's over the top and becomes hilarious again.
The problem with the movie is the edit.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not very fast. I mean, it's not slow, but it's very convoluted because that's a lot of murders that had to happen in certain things. It's just kind of a mess.
It was kind of a mess.
It's just kind of a mess.
I mean,
it's
you do really get to see a bunch of people killed in a strip club.
Right. But it wasn't really pulling me into anything. I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was just kind of there.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, and I'm watching it, and like I said, it's competently shot.
Yeah,
but
not
artistically shot. Yeah, the acting is bad, but not so bad that you're like, oh my God, that's the funniest thing ever. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just kind of like,
they're just doing their jobs.
Yeah. It's just on that side of like cheap jack.
Yeah.
But not so cheap jack that it's like fun again. You know what I mean? So it just kind of falls in that gray area where it's kind of like a why bother kind of movie.
Yeah. It's just lackluster.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have a lot of, it's not bad. It's just generic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, the only character I kind of liked was like the grizzled old cop.
Yeah.
But you could call every single thing. Like, he was sitting at his desk, and I was making, like, kind of MST-style riffs through the whole thing. And I'm sitting there going, man, I sure could use a drink right now. And then he looked down at the drawer. I'm like, I bet there's booze in there. And he opened it. There's, like, a big bottle of J&B or something like that. I'm like, yep, told you. There it is.
It's not storytelling. That's the problem.
Yeah. Everything was just, like, very, very cliched. And it was just kind of like I said, I did like, and I think that there could be, what are you doing, Pokey?
She's trying to leave those books alone.
You are so crazy.
She's trying to
leave
those
books alone.
Hey. No. And she turned red like she did, like I caught her doing something embarrassing. She's like, hey, dude, don't do it.
She has a thing where if you catch her doing something that she's not supposed to do, she will immediately like kind of go over here and then look at you like you totally did not even see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She does that kind of shit.
She's like, no, I didn't do it.
Like, if she goes outside and she goes somewhere where she's not supposed to go, like, where she knows she's not supposed to go, because she's pretty good about that. But if you go out there and catch her somewhere she's not supposed to be, she immediately runs back to the house and then rolls around on the porch, like, right by the back door going, look, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, like, oh,
you didn't see me over there.
She tries to play it off. It was just your imagination.
It's fucking funny. Yeah.
It's just your imagination.
Oracle said Jenny sang it before I could type it. Hey, Pookie, leave them books alone.
Yeah.
She's over there fucking my shit up. But yeah, so, like I said, I can't really recommend this movie because it was kind of...
It's just kind of...
I watched it and it was fine, but it was, like, not that great and it was a little bit annoying. Especially that the chick that played the Mrs. Claus, like, that accent that she had. Because you could tell she was trying to be Harley Quinn, but not really.
She had a southern accent, you know, being southern, we know the real ones from the fake ones. And it was kind of like a mid to late 1800s Virginia. Nobody talks like that anymore. That's, you know,
yeah,
150
I
years.
Haven't heard anyone talking That's, like that.
Yeah.
Unless they were trying to do something like in a bad period piece.
Yeah. And a lot of times, that actually did speak, people that actually did speak like that in the South, they were like carpetbagger families. They weren't really from the South. They moved in the South to run it.
They were trying to, like, put on...
They were like our lords, like our feudal lords. You know, we were their peasants. You know, that's basically what it was like.
Tammy said it was some other stub-tail gray cat. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's what she does.
She's, like, the only one. She thinks she's real slick. I mean, she's really smart, but she doesn't understand that, like, we can see her and that we're kind of smarter than her, but... Yeah. But she's pretty smart, though, I have to say. But, yeah, so, like I said, I kind of saved... what I knew were probably better Christmas horror movies for next week because it was closer to Christmas. So, like I said, this one, I don't really think it's worth the time or the effort, like, to watch it unless you're really, really, really bored and just are going through all the Christmas horror because there's so many better Christmas horror ones. There's so many better Christmas horror movies. I mean, I like the idea of a killer doing the 12 Days of Christmas. Like, that was the only thing that I liked about it. Like, I liked... But everything was just too on the nose.
Well, some of the cast was trying to, you know, the one that was trying to be like Harley Quinn, she was hot, you know.
She was hot, but you know.
But it was the edit and the script and the storytelling. It wasn't quite artistic enough. It wasn't really storytelling. It was just kind of like, let's get this done. This happens and it was very blocky feeling. And
yeah, that's not a good way of putting
not,
it.
Not it didn't really have a good flow to it, and it wasn't really interesting. That was the problem with it. It wasn't really all that.
And there was, like, I guess because the filmmaker was British. Like I said, I don't know where the fuck they filmed this, even though, like, a bunch of the accents were Canadian, and then some of them seemed, like, American, like, generic. And then, like, the killer Santa was inexplicably British.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a whole mouthful of silver teeth, which they actually did explain later on. But, so it was just kind of a thing where it's like, oh, this girl got killed when she was swimming by herself in a swimming pool, like, at night, which, why the fuck would you do that? I don't really know. Like, at a gym or a center or something.
Yeah.
And then, I guess because there weren't six people, because six swans are swimming, right? Yeah, I can't remember the song. But, so there was only one girl in there, so it's like, oh, well, her last name was Swan. And then the killer made, like, all these origami swans that he left, like, next to the pool. And I'm just kind of like, I guess because they thought, even though, like, a lot of the murders, obviously, strange credulity, because it's like, how the fuck are you going to find? Because they go to a strip club and they kills, like, 11 ladies dancing or however many ladies dancing it is. And it was, there's, like, all that kind of thing. But it's like, if you have to really be committed to this M.O., if you're gonna, I mean, you have to, like, stalk a person with the right last name, like Partridge or whatever. You have to, like, kill them in a particular way and not get caught. And it's just, like, you know, it's not super believable.
It was kind of a comedy, though. I took it as a bit of a comedy.
I think it was kind of trying to be,
right.
But it wasn't, like, quite funny enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it was supposed to be a comedy.
I guess it wasn't quite funny enough. So it wasn't, like, I was mostly just laughing at how dumb the cops were that it took them so long. Like, it took, like, six mass murders before they figured out that it was, like, the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole second half of the movie, I'm sitting there going, wait, I was like, because I could remember the first 10 things of the song, but then I was like, wait, what's 11 and 12? And then I was just, so I started spacing out because I was, like, trying to remember what 11 and 12 were. so yeah. I could try to figure out what the last two murders were, because I couldn't remember how the song went. But yeah, so like I said, we'll do some more Christmas movies next week when it gets closer to the holiday. This one's on Hulu if you somehow want to watch it. No. I wouldn't recommend it, but you
see,
can.
See Christmas Chronicles.
You can if you want to. Yeah.
If you've never seen Christmas Chronicles, see Christmas Chronicles
again. Or like I said, if you want to see a Christmas horror movie, see A Christmas Horror Story or Krampus or, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of really good Christmas horror movies. There's a lot of shitty ones too, but there's a lot of good ones that you can pick from, and you don't really need to watch this one, so I'm just saying. All right, so that'll do for this matinee. We'll probably be back. We're not going to be back till Saturday. Saturday is our Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's the next one that we got to do. I guess I can tell you guys, because most of you guys are patrons, but overwhelmingly, I should have figured, overwhelmingly what won for the Christmas special was horrible murders that took place on Christmas. Yeah. I tried. I put like four other things in there that were like supernatural or like legend or whatever, like Christmas ghost stories, shit like that. People were like, nope, Christmas murders. I was like, oh, well, that's, I don't mind doing Christmas murders.
Pookie's calling me.
Pookie's calling.
Yeah, she's all right. She wants to go out.
She wants to go outside. All right, so we will see you guys again on Saturday night for our Christmas special. And that'll do it for this time. We'll see you next time.